From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Chambers of Commerce said export of fishery products to China is continue. Burial under COVID-19 protocol increases threefold. Now the news in details. The Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry said that the export of marine and fishery commodities to China is still ongoing and asked exporters not to worry about the news of an export ban. The statement was conveyed by the Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry for Maritime Affairs and Fishery, Yugi Prayanto, in an official statement in Jakarta on Saturday. Concerns about this export ban surfaced after the Chinese government found traces of the coronavirus pathogen in the seafood products of an Indonesian company recently. He added that the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry had received a report that the Chinese custom had found COVID-19 contamination in the outer packaging of this sample of frozen layered fish products from Indonesia. However, it was later discovered that the product only came from one Indonesian company or did not come from all packaged seafood products from Indonesia. Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan said the burial under the COVID-19 protocol has increased 2 to 3-fold daily in September. He said on Saturday, as quoted by Tempo, that since September, the burial process under the COVID-19 protocol reaches 40 to 60 people per day. The governor called on the people to be disciplined in implementing health measures, which include wearing masks, maintaining physical distance, and washing hands. Anies also asked senior residents and those who have commodities to comply with the health protocols and refrain from doing activities outside homes. Three people have been rescued from a Bell 212 helicopters owned by PT National Utility Helicopters NUH that made an emergency landing in a river basin in Paniai Regency, Papua on Thursday. The rescued crew members arrived at Aturure Dau Airport in Nabire Regency on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. local time. They were carried by a helicopter owned by mining giant PT Freeport Indonesia that had flown from Timika City to the landing site in the bed of the Degewo River in Paniai. The rescue team took the pilot Captain Andy Nawalaga, the co-pilot Captain Eric Kurniawan, and crew members named M. Aswar Jamal to the Nabire General Hospital. Before being taken to Nabire, the three victims were given first aid in Siriwo District. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Thousands of people have protested in the Thai capital Bangkok calling for reform of the political system, including the role of the monarchy. It was one of the biggest protests in years with at least 15,000 people. Done with feudalism, long live the people, chanted some, there were no reports of violence. Since July, rallies have called for the resignation of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who took power in 2015 coup and won disputed election last year. Saturday, students-led demonstration moved from the campus of Thammasat University to a park next to a grand palace used for royal ceremonies. Demonstrators says they plan to stay overnight and march to the offices of the prime ministers on Sunday morning. Boris Johnson is spending the weekend considering whether to tighten COVID-19 measures in England after saying the UK was now seeing a second wave. The government is understood to be looking at a ban on household mixing and reducing opening hours for pubs. At least 13.5 million people, roughly 1 in 5 of the UK's population, are already facing local restriction. Former government advisors Professor Neil Ferguson said new measures were needed sooner rather than later. Around half of all coronavirus patients being treated in Iran's intensive care units are dying. The death toll among those on ventilators is 90%. Masood Mardani, specialist of infectious disease and a member of the government coronavirus task force on Saturday, as the health ministry said, the country's coronavirus death toll had risen by 166 to 24,118. Bayam Tabarsi, head of the infectious disease at the Tehran's Masih Danishwari Hospital, said that the number of emergency room patients being admitted at his facility had jumped over the past week from 68 a day to 200. If the trend continues, death from coronavirus could reach 600 a day within weeks. Russia calls on the European Union to reconsider its policies toward Minsk and believes that they lead to erosions of the fundamental rules of the international legal order and prevent the normalization of the situation in the country. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said on Saturday that Brussels does not respect Belarus' domestic political realities and while performing its policies, is betting on replacing governments through sanction, pressures and propaganda. The spokeswoman also stated that the possible introduction of European Union sanctions against Belarus contradicted the goal of restoring stability, establishing a dialogue and easing tensions in the republic. Zakharova added that if Brussels imposed sanctions against Minsk, the latter might retaliate with countermeasures that should not surprise the European Union. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight on Indonesian government starts illegal IMEI blocking regulation. The Indonesian government on Tuesday officially imposed the International Mobile Equipment Identity or IMEI control for telecommunication devices such as cellular phones, handheld computers, and tablet computers. This is in accordance with the regulation of the Minister of Communication and Information Technology No. 1 of 2020 concerning control of telecommunication equipment and or equipment connected to cellular mobile networks through IMEI. The IMEI control policy is implemented together by the Ministry of Industry, Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, and is supported by all cellular telecommunication operators. In a joint statement on Tuesday night, the government said all cellular telephones, handheld computers, and tablet computers with IMEI are not registered in the Central Equipment Identity Registers or CEIR system will not receive cellular mobile telecommunication network service. Therefore, people who want to buy telecommunication devices must first ensure that their IMEI is listed. The government says that both offline and online traders are responsible for traded devices. For people who buy devices online through shipment or carry devices from abroad or from the free trade zone through airports and seaports, they are obliged to declare, fulfill their tax obligation and register the IMEI of their device. The government emphasizes that IMEI control on telecommunication equipment is carried out in the framework of consumer protections, control of IMEI on telecommunication equipment which are legally purchased, and using equipment that meets standards can provide legal certainty to operators in connecting legitimate equipment to telecommunication networks. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll start with September 20th, 1946. The Cannes Film Festival is held for the first time. The Cannes Festival is an annual film festival held in Cannes, France, which screens new films from all genres, including documentaries from around the world. First held on September 20th, 1946, the festival is held annually at the Palais des Festivals at the Congrès. This festival is one of the three biggest festivals in the world, along with the Venice Film Festival and Berlin International Film Festival. Turning to the event in 2004, Round 2 of the Indonesian presidential election. The 2004 general election in Indonesia was followed by the pair of presidential vice presidential candidates Megawati Soekarno Putri Hashim Muzadi and Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono Muhammad Yusuf Kalla. It was held to elect the pair for the president and vice president of Indonesia for the period 2004 to 2009 and is said to be the first democratic election held in the country. This general election was held for two rounds and was won by the pair Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Muhammad Yusuf Kalla. I'll end with September 20th, 2019, climate change protests. Global Climate Strike or Global Climate Pulse is a demonstration that raises the issue of climate change. The protests that took place on September 20th and 27th were held in various major cities in several countries, including Indonesia. The demonstration involved more than 7.6 million people, with more than 6,000 rallies in 185 countries, followed also by companies, organizations, and websites. In Europe, young and old came down to fill the streets. In Rome, the demonstration is estimated to have attracted around 200,000 people. The action in New York was led by child Greta Thunberg, a climate change activist from Sweden, who is also the initiator of the climate change demonstration. And listener, that was today in history.
Hello, listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia. Wherever you are, I am Armando G. Alvarez, Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia and send my best wishes to all its members and listeners. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He did not only listen to our broadcast in English, but also in other languages. This time, he sent a reception report for Arabic language, which was monitored by him on September 17, 2020, through frequency 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you so much for always listening to our broadcast and sending reception report. To improve our broadcast, please send your criticism and suggestion. Your email also has been forwarded to Arabic section. Please be patient for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Tersiarkan kisah lelaki tangguh bagai satria. Namun saat saat ia tertati, takluk oleh dunia. Terbising namamu, ia cermin sisi terbaikmu. Lindungi hatinya sekalipun di dalam amarah.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this edition of My Indonesia entitling Thomas and Uber Cups Postponed. The Badminton World Federation BWF officially announced the postponement of the 2020 Thomas and Uber Cups on Tuesday, September 15. BWF and the organizing committee decided to postpone the prestigious events to 2021 due to the coronavirus pandemic. Besides that, the resignation of a number of top participants, one of which was Indonesia, the first seed, was a factor in the postponement. Secretary General of the Indonesian Badminton Association, Ahmad Budiharto, said on Wednesday in Jakarta that Indonesia welcomed and appreciated BWF's decision to postpone the 2020 Thomas after considering the health and safety aspects of badminton players and stakeholders. Initially, the Thomas and Uber Cup was scheduled to take place in Aarhus, Denmark, from October 3rd to 11, 2020. The postponement of the men's and women's team championship opens the opportunity for the Indonesian red and white team to participate next year. As the first seed in the men's team, Indonesia still has a big chance of winning the Thomas Cup. Ahmad Budi Harto explained that the Indonesian Badminton Association received information that the Thomas and Uber Cup championship would be postponed to 2021, but there was no information on the exact date. Possibly it will be held after Olympics. If this is true, Indonesia could focus more on the Olympics. Meanwhile, the postponement of the Thomas and Uber Cup will provide opportunities for Indonesian badminton players to participate in the Asian Series Championship in Thailand. However, for the Denmark Open in Odense from October 13 to 18, 2020, there will be no representative from Indonesia. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kosmawati.
Hello, listener of Radio Republik Indonesia. My name is Gustavo Ayares, Ambassador of Chile to Indonesia. This is a wonderful opportunity to express our congratulations for the 75th anniversary of the radio. And I hope that in the future will be a wonderful future for the listener, for the community that follow this radio. All the best for you. Blessings.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Kousuke Yomaru, in Japan. He was listening to our program in Japanese. Hello, Mr. Kousuke Yomaru. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We are really sorry for your inconvenience, but please be patient for the reply. Keep listening and stay safe. Special for you, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku, engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar, cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu kau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Arara was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a special segment featuring Indonesian tourism including its arts, culture, and wonderful destination. Today I will introduce a culinary delight from South Sulawesi called Banang Banang. Stay tuned. Chocolate is known to symbolize love in Western culture, but in Indonesia, especially South Sulawesi, there is a culinary delight which color is also brown like chocolate, but it's not made of cacao. The color comes from brown sugar, and more interestingly, not only it symbolizes love and affection, but also the sweetness of marriage. It is known as Banang Banang. In Makassaris, it is called Banang Banang, which means threats, while in Bugisnese, it is called Nenuk Nenuk. Bugis and Makassar are the two most dominant tribes in South Sulawesi. The cake, which is made from rice flour and brown sugar, has a shape like tangled threads. Banang Banang itself is one of the cakes that is always present in the marriage process of the Bugis Makassari community. That is, from the proposal until the actual wedding, which of course would involve the big families of the couple. Banang Banang has a shape like tangled threads with no end. This illustrates several meanings and philosophies. Named firstly, as humans, we do not need to question who we are or where we come from. Second, it describes a marriage life as an interrelated and close relationship between two families who work together to achieve happiness and cannot be separated until death. While the savory and sweet taste resulting from the Banang Banang describes the sweet hope in the married life. Taste coming from palm sugar makes Banang Banang very suitable to be enjoyed with black coffee. In ancient times, this Banang Banang cake was the food of the Bugis Makassar nobility. But along with the times, this cake, which is shaped like tangled thread, can be enjoyed by all groups. The price is inexpensive. And although it looks like tangled threads, making it is not so complicated. The dough made from rice flour and water is put in a mold made of coconut shell that has a hole in the bottom to make the liquid dough come out. Then pour some cooking oil into a frying pan or wok. After the cooking oil is hot, the dough is dripped through the hole all over the pan, almost like making pancakes, but the result like tangled threads patterns. Then fold and remove it from the pan when it becomes brownish. After cooled, pour it with melted brown sugar. The Banangs are ready to be enjoyed. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nitu Kusumawati. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you on the next Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Now we'll reply an email from another our listener, Javier Archelos in Spain. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program. Hello, Mr. Javier Archelos. We hope you are monitoring our English program now. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section, so please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Denganmu.
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome to Miscellany Today. Today's edition is about IPB lectures creating decorative plant leaf polish. Everyone has their own way of dealing with boredom in daily routines during a pandemic, one of which is planting or caring for plants. In addition to reducing saturation, caring for plants in the house yard will also add beauty to the view. Dr. Elis Dina Herliana from the Department of Civil Culture, Faculty of Forestry and Environment, IPB University, made an innovation by creating leaf polish. Besides adding to the beauty, leaf polish also functions as a plant protector from pests and diseases without disturbing the growth process. Leaf polish is a glossy product for ornamental plants, especially those with beautiful and white leaves. In addition, it can also remove dirt and dust. Leaf polish contains a growth-regulating substance which functions as a hormone and liquid fertilizer to stimulate plant growth so that ornamental plants are well maintained. According to Dr. Alice Nina Herliana, the type of plants that is suitable and good for using leaf polish is ornamental plant with beautiful leaves or indoor plants, such as Aglaonema, Philodendron, Diefenbachia, Anthurium, Codium, Sansevieria, and indoor palm. Currently, leaf polish is widely used by plant lovers. This treatment keeps the plant looking more beautiful and fresh. Listener, that was Miss Lenny Today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Pastikan kita seirama.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener will present you a song Lampu by Somewhere Somewhere featuring Raihan Nur. On June 18, 2020, Somewhere Somewhere released a single titled Lampu. This time, Somewhere Somewhere was collaborating with Glass Kaca Group personnel Raihan Nur. The song Lampu is also an invitation from Somewhere Somewhere to take the time to rest in the midst of various problems. Personnel Somewhere Somewhere AB Aska, who wrote the song Lampu, explained that we often do not think clearly when we are filled with fear, sadness, or despair. According to AB Aska, the song Lampu invites us not to rush through the dark life so as not to become stressed. The song Lampu by Somewhere Somewhere featuring Raihan Nur also entered the Indonesian Viral 50 charts on one of the paid streaming music services. Well, listener, here is the song Lampu by Somewhere Somewhere featuring Raihan Nur.
Simpan dulu kekuatan, beri waktu, beri istirahat. Dalam gelap kau mendengar lebih dari hatimu pun berhak tahu. Tiap lelah butuh berlalu hingga jadi kekalahan, kehilangan sinar perlahan-lahan. Berikan gelap kesempatan untuk menunjukkan. Tak percaya tak berarti tersesat. Simpan dulu
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Sayu kedua mata indahmu, saat bibirku mengecup manis pipi merahmu. Dengan lugunya kau bertanya, mengapa diriku mencintaimu? Ya ku tak tahu. Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal membuat hati ini menjadi tenang.
nyaman yang kau berikan setiap saat, membuat hari tua yang ku impikan kini jadi nyata. Jalan yang kini terbentang membuat kakiku kini tak sabar untuk melangkah denganmu. Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal membuat hati ini menjadi tenang. Nyaman yang kau berikan setiap saat, membuat hari tua yang ku impikan kini jadi nyata.
Yeah, I believe in you and me and us and we and love. And trust me, you don't need no other dudes. I'll be all you need, you are all I see. I'm your remedy, you're my energy. And if the world is falling, then I'll pick it up for you. I'm nothing without your love, and I'm not gonna let you go, love. And if you start feeling low, I'ma let you know that you got my shoulder to cry on when you need it. You can tell me all your secrets, I promise I will keep it. And I can't wait for the next time we kiss.
Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal membuat hati ini menjadi tenang. Nyaman yang kau berikan setiap saat, membuat hari tua yang ku impikan kini jadi nyata. Membuat hari tua yang ku impikan kini jadi nyata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu bernyanyi lagu yang kau ciptakan, kau nyanyikan. Dan aku selalu ikuti semua cerita tentangmu, hari-harimu. Aku selalu berdiri menunggu
tetap membela. Kau tetap bintangku, kaulah superstarku.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Semboyan yang kami angkasawan RRI.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.